The story of Cyprian and Defoe's Rugamba is a story of atheism and devout faith, of a strained marriage and a love that overcomes obstacles, of a powerful conversion that was able to change an entire life. The story begins with Cyprian Rugamba. Now, Cyprian studied at a Catholic seminary as a young man. However, he was scandalized by some of the behavior of the seminarians there and discouraged by encountering anti-Catholic philosophers. He then left the seminary and fell away from the Catholic faith, going on to establish a successful career, working for the Rwandan government to preserve traditional art. He became well known for his own artistic works as a renowned poet and composer. Now, when his fiancée was killed in 1963, he asked to marry her cousin, Defoe, a schoolteacher and a devout Catholic, in order to honor his engagement to her family. They got married in 1965, but the marriage was a rocky one, which led to an 8-month separation at one point. Even after the two were reconciled, Cyprian was repeatedly unfaithful to his wife, fathering a child out of wedlock. He also ridiculed his wife's devotion to prayer and the Catholic Church. Now, Defoe, however, remained undeterred in her faith and resolute in her beliefs about the sanctity of marriage. She prayed continually for her husband's conversion and raised their 10 children in the faith, taking them to Mass with her. Now, in 1982, Cyprian became gravely ill with a sickness that doctors were unable to diagnose. Believing he was on the verge of death, Cyprian underwent a radical conversion, which he attributed to Defoe's prayers for him. He recovered from his illness and committed himself to a renewed life in Christ, becoming a devoted husband and a man of service. After a difficult 17 years of marriage, the relationship between Cyprian and Defoe was renewed, united in a new fidelity and growing deeper in faith and joy together. Those who knew Cyprian said he became more humble and positive, trusting in God's plan for his life. Now, in 1989, Cyprian and Defoe encountered the Emmanuel Community, a Catholic organization with an international presence focused on discipleship and evangelization through prayer and charity. The following year, they founded a chapter of the community in Rwanda. Over the next 4 years, they devoted their time to the quickly growing community. As ethnic tensions between the majority Hutus and minority Tutsis grew in Rwanda in the early 1990s, Cyprian spoke out against the growing calls for violence. He emphasized the need for unity in Christ, saying, "We have only one party, that of Jesus." On April 7, 1994, the volatile situation in Rwanda erupted into a 3-month genocide, during which an estimated 1 million Tutsis were killed. Now, Cyprian's outspoken denunciations of the calls for violence had placed his family on an assassination list. On the morning of April the 7th, the start of the genocide, Cyprian and Defoe were murdered in their home, along with 6 of their 10 children, following a night spent before the Eucharist in adoration. According to the New York Times, Agnes Kamatali, who was a close friend of the Rugambas, has been quoted as describing the family as loving and exemplary. "I met Cyprian and Defoe's Rugamba in January of 1991 during Mass, where they never ceased to talk about unity and kept reminding us to love one another and forgive those who hurt us because they are also children of God. They had a way of living in harmony with their neighbors. They helped poor people and helped other couples who were struggling by providing counsel and helped them solve their marital problems." Now, the couple's canonization course was opened on September 18, 2015, by the Archbishop of Kigali. Now, the couple's work, particularly Defoe's ministry to homeless children on the streets and Cyprian's music, poems and books, are still recognized today. In addition, the Emmanuel Community in Rwanda, founded by the Rugambas, is currently the second largest in the world. Servant of God, Defoe and Cyprian Rugamba, pray for us.